The book of Acts in the Bible tells a lot of stories, and one of the stories is about a woman named Lydia. Lydia lived in a town called Philippi, and she had a business, and her business was buying and selling purple cloth. It was hard to make the color purple back then, and it took a lot of work to make the fine fabrics, and so it was highly prized. Purple was often used to make the robes for royalty back in those days, and Lydia had a lot of people working for her in her business and a lot of people working for her in her home. And it was her habit, since she was such a hard worker, but also she wanted to honor God with her life, it was her habit that once a week she would observe a day of rest and worship. And on that day, the Sabbath day, she and her friends would go outside the gates of the city and down by the river, where they knew that they could sing and pray without being disturbed or interrupted by anyone else. One day when they were at the river, worshiping, singing, and praying, they noticed that some travelers were coming their way. These travelers came and introduced themselves to the group gathered by the river. The travelers were named Paul and Timothy and Luke. And they began to talk about Jesus. And as they talked, Lydia listened with all her mind and all her heart. And she was very moved by what they said that day. And she decided that very day that she wanted to be a follower of Jesus. And she wanted to join the community that Paul was talking about called the Body of Christ. And she learned that the way to express that intention was to be baptized. So Lydia, and not only Lydia, but everybody who lived in her house, and everybody who worked for her, all of them waded right into the river. And the water that washed them that day became a sign of their new life in Christ. When Lydia got out of the water, she was dripping wet. She turned to Paul and Timothy and Luke, and she said, "If you have judged me to be sincere in my desire to love God and serve Jesus, I would like you to come and stay at my house. I've got lots of rooms, I have clean beds, I have plenty of food, and I would like to support you in your work of sharing the good news of Jesus with other people." And so since they could see that she was very genuine in her faith and she was not at all selfish in her desire to be of help, they agreed that they would come and stay at her house. And in this way, it happened that they were able to stay peacefully in the town and they were able to tell a lot of other people about God's grace and God's love. So, maybe instead of holding hands today, everybody can find a piece of the purple cloth to hold, and we're going to say a prayer together before you go to Sunday school. Dear God, we thank you for Lydia, who dedicated herself and gave of her resources to support the gospel as it was shared from one person to another throughout the world. We also long to serve you, to be part of your kingdom, and to find our place in making our best contribution. And so we trust that you'll help us and guide us on our way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.